Okay. After dinner last night, I logged on to start looking at the work stuff, and there it was. There was an email from Tracy. Now, I think everybody knows by now that she initially contacted us. She's feeling neglected inside her marriage. She absolutely adores her husband, but they've been to counselling and all sorts of things, and she finally, something snapped, and she got on to Ashley Madison, and there were, like, she said there was like 120 responses, and she said some would have been bots, but that's a lot of responses to somebody.
Plenty of fish, isn't it? Plenty of fish. But she wants to know, is the grass greener?
Yeah, well, and so there's this one fellow, Nice Guy VW.
Great name.
I don't mean... Anyway.
Better than his username. Bad Guy VW, I guess.
I guess so. And so
nice guy, Commodore.
He wanted to take it offline because I didn't realise, but every time you message, it costs you on these sites.
It's quite pricey too, by the way.
Yeah, and they wanted to catch up with coffee. And she contacted us going, should she go? Well, she decided to, and the coffee was over the weekend, and so, of course, I sort of emailed just to make sure. Well, I wanted to make sure she was alive, more to the point, and she's alive, so we can say that's good.
Tick.
But she says, look, thanks everyone for the comments. Some, I absolutely, you know, she's basically saying that she's been enjoying it all because it's been really helpful, believe it or not, even though everybody's widely for or against. And she basically says, look, trust me when I say if 10 years ago I thought I'd be one of those people, I would have laid good money that it would never be me.
Okay.
All right, so Saturday morning was the coffee. She said they met in Nord, a little cafe, but she didn't feel comfortable to sit, so they walked and went for a bit of a walk around the streets for about an hour.
Wow.
And Nice Guy VW told me more about his life, and we share many things in common. She said, it's really interesting. I actually don't find him very attractive, and I'd say he isn't my type at all. But was there a spark? Yes, there was. And he said, and this is exactly what she wrote, he told me that he and his wife aren't and haven't been together, as in intimately, for over a year. Should I believe him?
Oh, absolutely. He'd be on the website for the same reason she's on the website.
Are you being sarcastic?
You believe him?
He's making that up, don't you think?
Nah, I wouldn't have thought.
Really? I can't tell if you're being sarcastic.
No, I think I'm pretty...
You don't think he's just spinning a story?
She's on there for that reason, that she has...
That old chestnut, he hasn't been intimate in over a year. I heard that before.
That's just on the dates of you.
Oh, my God.
Anyway,
come on.
So she writes, should I believe him? Now, at the end...
What does she say to... Because she says to him... She would say to him, like, it's been no good for me for a while.
Yeah.
Would is he turning around to his mates going, do I believe her? I mean, you've got to have some trust.
I don't think he's talking to his mates at all.
Someone's got to dive into this with a little bit of trust.
Well, at the end, she's written, we had a brief kiss and then I left and I got in the car and I cried and cried and cried and cried. But I also can't remember feeling this alive for so many years. So I emailed her back because that she sort of signed up. So I emailed her back and just said, look, are you okay if you're crying and all this sort of stuff? You know, maybe it's time that you actually speak to somebody who can really look after you. And I asked her whether or not that he had contacted her since. And she said, yep, our messages have actually been heating up. And I find myself grabbing the phone all the time to see if he sent another message. And then she says, am I being stupid? Should I really believe that he hasn't been intimate with his wife at all? And then we started talking back and forth about why women specifically cheat. Because to her, she says, this actually doesn't feel emotional to me. It feels just physical. Whereas I think it is completely emotional for her. But she's saying it's physical.
Now, the spark, was that from the kiss? I mean, I know she was obviously in tears afterward. That
everything
wasn't because it was a terrible kiss.
No, I don't think
okay,
so.
Sure. Okay, got you.
Okay. Would you now say that Tracy is cheating on her husband?
Yeah, definitely.
She's now doing
that. Well, now, absolutely. Well, there's been something physical and there's been more than just a conversation or a friendship. Like whenever you feel that little bit of frisson or whatever they call it, then that is cheating to me.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Well, you know, good on her.
Shane, you're saying this to be shocking.
No, I'm saying this because, you know, the courage to go ahead and go with the coffee. I mean, a lot of people said not to do it and she went ahead and did it to find out how it went. And I say good on her for doing that.
So right now, though, do you think it's time she needs to sit down with her husband?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So we all agree.
I do agree. And you know what? I agree in part with Shane when he says good on her taking control of her life, like trying to... She's
get
been
out
in
of
rut.
This rut.
Get out of the rut. And I agree with that. But
okay.
I don't think that this is the way... the order in which she should have done things.
The big thing that she is asking, though, is should she believe him when he says that he hasn't been intimate with his partner for a year, and you think that she should, she should take everything on face value.
Well, because she would expect him to believe her when she says it's been struggle for me at home.
What a coincidence they're in the same situation, you know?
Oh, is that what you reckon he's feeding off?
Oh, come on. I mean, yeah. Of course he is.
You reckon?
Well, I think so.
Does it really?
Of course he is.
Does it really matter at the end of the day, though? They're both on a website to cheat on their respective partners, and now they're both doing it.
Yeah.
Anyway, 8300-1023, I know that everyone will be jumping on. What do you think? And do you think that he is believable in saying that? Isn't it funny? I think he's not.
Yeah?
Why?
I
can't work out why. I just can't work out why.
Why is the bloke the one that's untrustworthy?
I know, it's an absolute double standard.
In this relationship where everyone is being untrustworthy. Yeah.